That driving piano you hear is the work of Alfredo Rodriguez. The classically trained pianist and composer left Cuba for the U.S. 7 years ago. He's been mentored and produced by music legend Quincy Jones. Rodriguez has just released his third album. It's called Tocororo, named after Cuba's national bird. Music critic Michelle Mercer says the album's songs go well beyond his home country.
Leaving Cuba opened up the world to Alfredo Rodriguez, and globalism is most of what you hear on Tocororo. There's flamenco and tango and Bach. There's also an international cast of musicians. Most enchantingly, the Indian singer Ganivia, who soars over Rodriguez's piano trio here on the title track. What distinguishes Rodriguez's globalism is his ability to both compose and perform into a kind of ecstasy. Like most Cuban musicians, he can handle polyrhythms, and he uses them like a kaleidoscope, combining and shifting meters to bring new reflections and moods to his music. When Rodriguez does look back to Cuba on this album, it's with songs that are not so familiar abroad. The 90s hit Sabanas Blancas is a love song to Havana and the emblematic white sheets that hang on its balconies. Havana, mi gran Havana, costumbre de darle una vuelta a la ceiba de noche. In Rodriguez's inventive arrangement, his thumping piano groove repeats under the duo Ibay's Afro-Cuban vocals. Havana. The music develops parallel to the song's lyrics, gaining force and dimension verse by verse. Rodriguez isn't nostalgically dreaming about home here, but he wants to create a musical ritual powerful enough to conjure Havana right there in the recording studio. Alfredo Rodriguez's Tocororo is equal parts sophistication and sincerity. It's a prodigiously talented Cuban embracing the wider world of music. Best of all, the album resonates with the possibility of all the other new music we'll discover as Cuba itself opens up to the world.
Michelle Mercer reviewed Alfredo Rodriguez's recording Tocororo.